As promised, folks, here I am with Lionel of Lionel Nation. The link to his YouTube channel and his Twitter is in the description box. Please support his work. He's been reporting on the Diddy case, and he is such an eloquent speaker.
Yes.
We shall see. Thanks for coming back, my friend.
And humble, Sean. Humble. Never one to wax hubristic. How are you? How have you been? How's it hanging? Loose, full of juice, ready for use, as we say in the song.
My first question, I've been watching your videos lately, and you said Hollywood is dead and Diddy is vestigial. Could you expand on that for my viewers, please?
Vestigial is a part. Normally we see things like, for example, the appendix. Certain body, the coccyx, you know, the tailbone, things that were there at one point. Diddy, and a lot of people in Hollywood, Oprah and others, Sean, are like that star that burns out millions of years ago, but you still see it. And he is looking at this. Remember, we've got to say something. I, of course, am a lawyer by profession, a former prosecutor, licensed lawyer. This is my constitution. He is presumed innocent. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, this guy is, he makes that other fellow, I'm not going to use his name because of weird algorithms, but his last name begins with the fifth letter of the alphabet. I call him number five. Number five is nothing compared to this guy. Nothing. I want you to think of every name you can imagine in the world of not hip hop per se, not black entertainment, but just throw out any name and they are connected to this guy who, by virtue of his prominence, has been there. He is so through, it's not even funny. And Sean, what he's doing right now is he is languishing in some horrible federal detention center in Brooklyn, not in Manhattan where that guy was. This is another one. So he's sitting around there. Now imagine this, Sean, and you know about immense wealth. You, a man of creature comforts that we can only just dream of. He goes from multiple houses and Bentleys, and he has to squat over a stainless steel toilet every day as he's being watched, and he wears horrible sweatpants and he's fed bologna sandwiches, and he's looking around and he says, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? How do I get out? Is there anything I can say to get out? And therein lies the problem.
But we arrived at this juncture in the Jeffrey of the Island case, and everybody was anticipating it to go up the chain, but the chain got severed. Do you think it's going to play out the same as
never?
Maxwell?
No, that's no? done. That's done. No. That's done. Listen, my dear friend, there are two major industries in the world today: human trafficking and extortion. That's it. The honeypot. They've been doing extortion since the beginning of time. Since J. Edgar Hoover did this. Do you remember J. Edgar Hoover was, of course, the head of our FBI? And what he would do is he would come to you, and let's say you were Congressman Atwood, or you were somebody who might have maybe have been in the closet or had some kind of weird sexual predilection. Maybe you like to squat over a goldfish bowl or cactuses or pick up small change the hard way. Whatever you enjoyed, he found out about it. He would go to your office and say, may I talk with you, Congressman? Yes, sir. Close the door. He says, listen, I want you to know one thing. We intercepted this. Don't worry. The secret's good with us. What? About the Bing cherries and the cream cheese and the squatting over a goldfish bowl. You know about that? Know about it. We got pictures of it. Well, listen, don't worry. We're your friends. Oh, how about that appropriations bill? Whatever you want. He stayed on. I think he was like 105 years old. He's old. He farts dust. He went on forever. That's the way you do it. Now, as far as the other guy goes, let me ask you the question. I only have one question regarding that. Where are all the tapes and the videos and the hard drives and the thumb drives? He lived, Sean, in a constant recording studio. Everything he did, his home, his plane, his island. Who's got them? That's it. Who's got him? I don't care about the Browns. They keep talking about, do you think he's got the list? The list? You know, the client? The what? You know, the black book? The black book. Keep your black book. Where are these videos and 20 plus years of incriminating, naming the biggest names in Hollywood, in science, in academia? That's the issue. And do you buy this story about his girlfriend, Ghislaine? All of a sudden, she's what? She knows nothing. They probably told her, do you have any kids, any family members? Yeah, listen, do your time. We'll put you in some place in Keg. It'll be all right. We'll take care of you. All the money you squirreled away. All the money in some Cayman Island. Don't worry, it's yours. Just let's make it look good. All right, okay, okay. Because she was waiting for them to pick her up. Remember when they arrested her, she was in this big house with the windows. And what are you doing? Don't forget who her daddy was. So anyway, so that is, listen, that's old news. This is a different story. Because let me tell you what's making this story differently. You see, Sean, there's a lot of folks out there. This has, dare I say, allegations of children. Now, with the other guy, number five there, that might have been underage, but he wasn't exactly driving around in a van. They had victims going out to recruit people. I'm not saying it in any way absolves him. It was just a different set of circumstances. People wanted to fly around with him. And okay, this is a different story. When all of a sudden you go to this party and you are being overpowered with some type of narcotic or something that might have been placed in an ointment or a lubricant or something, and might have been, please, I know this is a family show, but let's just say delivered via an orifice that one necessarily does not. I don't know about your parties, Atwood. I've heard my stories, but you know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of suggestions, perhaps. This is a different story completely. Not only that, you've got these idiots, these jadrools walking around there with phones, recording it. Oh, God. I can't believe it. And one more thing. And you know, and I are, you know, Sean, that we are the coolest people regarding somebody's alternative lifestyle. You're gay, straight. I don't care. No, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, to use the Seinfeldian reference. But in the world of hip hop, as I call it, hip hop and rap, if you found out that some of the biggest names were actually not only going after men, but little boys, if this came out, gee, God, just think what you can do with that information.
Right. We've got over 2,000 watching live already. I'm here with Lionel.
That's it. 2,000.
Support his work. His links are in the description box. It's not enough. Share the video. Like, we've got to get more to keep Lionel on. You've got dozens of questions have come in, but I've got a few first to throw at you.
Sure.
So,
where's my name, by the way? I love Demon Dictator. Hi from, come on, Sean. Get rid of him. Thank you. Don't make me show you how to do this.
What is it with these psychopathic billionaires and the Caligula complex? Is it a prerequisite? Is it a prerequisite to be in the club?
I don't have a word for it, but I have a sound. And that's it. No, I don't know. Let me give you an example of something. By the way, you have the sense of humor as I do. I have more fun since I was a kid. I walk into school, into drugstores a lot and say, listen, pardon me. Is there anything I can get? I'm not able to process cellulose. And I understand that you have no idea. Even in New York City, the looks people give me, like, you can walk in with a severed head. Nobody cares. Do that in an elevator. All right. Let me explain to you what happened. Years ago, I prosecuted a guy for like 30 cases of armed robbery. He would go to the same place like every week. And somewhere down the line, somebody said, why did you do this? He said, I felt invisible. I thought I couldn't be seen. Sean, as big as you are, you must sometimes say, I'm Sean Atwood. But even you realize, okay, but that goes to but when you live in a world where they love you, and women and boys and people are throwing themselves, and you're a genius. Not only that, Sean, how do I say this? How do I say this without sounding in any way unfair? But we're dealing with people who have the mentation quotient of a mollusk. We have people sometimes who cover the intelligence spectrum from A to B. People from environments of inbreeding and drugs and God knows what. And I mean, just look at these folks, listen to them. I don't want to go too much deeper than that, but we're not talking any rocket scientists here. So you take all of that together, put that into this idea that you live in this world where you can do whatever you want and you believe your own hype, and you're making millions of dollars dripping in platinum, and you have given, you have, thank you, by the way, thank you, Gregory Vernon Stewart, if that's your real name. Anyway, you've lived in this world where you've gotten away with murder. Sometimes, literally. Don't be surprised, my friend, if we find out, guess what? Maybe there's a couple of people missing here. So that's the thing I don't understand. Let me ask you a question. Listen, I love, I'm not an Anglophile, but I love the idea of the royal family. A bunch of homozygotic inbred cousins, these homozygotes, basically, who said, I'm the king. Okay. Whatever you say. How is it that anybody allowed Prince Andrew, Randy Andy, remember him with Kustak? Randy, I'm Randy Andy. Somebody from MI6 or somebody didn't say, listen, do me a favor. What the hell are you doing with this guy? If you want women, we'll give you women. We'll give you anything you want. This guy's the worst. We know this. We have MI5, MI6, CIA, FBI. We're all together in this. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? You got enough problems. And you think somebody would, you think Charles would say, excuse me, he did what? Yes, Your Highness, I must tell you this, but, you know, do it. He can't. How did this, how does this happen? I don't understand. Bill Clinton has access. Why would you even be in the same room with these people? I have no idea. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Have you heard of Lord Mountbatten?
Oh, well, Monty, Battenberg, Germans. It's the IRA took care of, you know, but that's a whole. And by the way, interesting, that was Chuck's dad. That was his father. That's the man that made him feel special versus old Philip walking around. And one of these days, my friend, I'm going to let it go right there. But we're going to get to the real story behind Diana. Okay, we're going to get, and if you buy this cockamamie story, that's another one, okay? As we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. I'm sorry.
Question from Graham about elite deviants. It seems that the more taboo it is,
yes,
the more it's sought after. Is that accurate?
Well, yes and no. Let me give you this one. Marsha McLuhan one time said that little lies are hard to keep secret, but big lies are easy because of our incredulity. If I throw into something, if I said, what do you believe in? X was involved in, let's say, an untoward event with a child. All right, you'll believe that. What if I said X was involved in an untoward event with a child? That's satanic, and they were wearing horned outfits, something like Eyes Wide Shut, and involving bloodletting, leeches, and you say, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. The weirder it is, the more you don't want to go there. History would, as Tolstoy said, history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. And the only thing I want to talk about are the interesting things, like who killed Kennedy, the real reason for Vietnam, you know, 9/11, you know, and those are the stories that are verboten. Same thing goes for this. I don't want to hear about this. Because it makes people sick. Let me tell you something. My wife, and by the way, if you're listening, follow her at Lynn's Warriors. Lynn's Warriors. She has devoted her entire life. She was in the music business and entertainment. Oh, she can tell you stories. You will be in rapt attention. But the things that happen to kids today, it's unbelievable. In the United States alone, we have maybe 500,000, maybe plus, these unaccompanied minors who come in across our borders, illegal aliens, and by God, what they're doing to your country with illegals, it's disgusting. And what's happening to your freedom of speech, my heart goes out to you. Oh my God, we are all, I'm an Englishman after, or whatever you want to call it, a Briton in spirit. They're doing to you what they're doing to everybody. In any event, 500,000 kids who come in disappeared. If I said things to you, if I told you, here's one for you. Do you believe that there is a thing called organ harvesting? Oh God, don't. That's the attitude. You wouldn't believe it. Kids coming into this country from places, parts of the world, Sean, who have no name, who have no birth certificate, who have no record. They don't exist. They come in and they're used. Let me tell you something. You want to waste your time being a drug dealer? Give me a kid. Just one. I know it. You see the subject matter? You know what this costs per day? And I've got it. I can walk around with them. I say, what are you talking about? This is mine. Nobody's going to say anything. Nobody suspects anything. It's as soon as this child ages out or just physically cannot take it or whatever it is, and nobody misses him. And I don't have to go. If I want to do cocaine, I got to go to the country. And I got to plant the crops, and I got to pay off the federales, and I got to get the thing, with the turpentine, and then I got to put them in a mule and take it to a plane and risk all this stuff and pay off. Forget it. And then I got to start all over again. Give me one, two, three. Give me five kids. Forget it. This is trafficking. And my wife, remember, Lynn's Warriors on YouTube. I want you to follow her. This is the biggest problem we have are people saying, this is icky. I got to tell you a true story. Listen to this. In Washington, I ran into a guy. My wife, she was a part of a symposium. He was from someplace in South America, chief of police or something. He said that he found, sad to say, children that were deceased. So he's investigating it. They noticed that apparently there might have been either something removed, organs or something. And he thought, because this is the part of the country. He thought maybe it's voodoo, maybe it's something, maybe it's who knows what. Until a forensic specialist says, no, look carefully. Looking at the sutures and the ligatures, organs were removed. This is harvesting. And he's thinking, first of all, nobody wants to hear this. Drug smuggling? Oh, yeah, I'll talk about that. Organ harvesting? What's the matter with you? If you're not one of these weird, conservative, creepy guys, you don't believe in Satan, do you? You're not one of those people, are you? Oh, would you give it up? You and your crazy. That is the thinking that protects these people. That incredulity. There is a sickness. There is a depravity. And by the way, Sean, these people don't do this because I got to be careful what I say. There's this word, P-E-D-O. That involves a liking. If I'm an enophile, I like wine. If I'm an ilerophile, I like cats. What you like is different. Human trafficking, people who are involved in the slave trade weren't racist. They were there because of the money. This is money, big money, money you can't even imagine. Plus, extortion.
Wow, we've got almost 3,000 watching live. You can see Lionel's links on the channel there, Lionel Nation, and on Twitter, Lionel Media. We've got dozens of questions have come in.
Let's bring them on.
Keep putting your questions in the chat, and I shall gather them. I know there's loads on the dashboard as well on the community wall. I'll start with Kathy on the community wall. is asking Lionel, why didn't they search Diddy's New York home?
I think they do not know. They had to have. Let me ask your fine guest, why did they search him in L.A. and Florida and then wait to arrest him? Let me ask you another one. Where's the inventory? What did they take? What did they take? How come his mother's coming forward now? All of a sudden, his mother says, oh, that's my boy. This is a woman who goes out to strip clubs with him. This is a woman you don't want necessarily saying something in your on your behalf. I have no idea. Let me ask this question. The names of Justin Bieber, Macaulay Culkin, and others. Let me ask you another question. Thank you, Anna. Let me ask you something, Sean. Let's say I'm Michael Jackson. Okay, remember years ago, Michael Jackson. And let's say your wife says, Sean, yeah, Michael Jackson's on the phone. Oh, really? Yes, yes, Jacko, yes. How can I help you? You want what? My son? What? To come up? Is this a joke? No, he's not going to spend time with you. Parents turned their kids over to Michael Jackson. He's got a monkey and the elephant man, John Merrick's bones, and look at him. Whoever let Justin Bieber, did you see these new videos of him? Justin Bieber says, hey, I'm a kid. Leave me alone. What is going on here? Macaulay Culkin, others, Britney Spears. Oh, my God. This poor girl. One day, I'm sorry to say this, you're going to wake up and they're going to say, we're sorry to inform you that Britney Spears, she is careening off. We take these kids, we destroy them. The Menendez brothers, I don't know if you're into that one. What they said, their parents, this was in 1989, people said, parents don't do that. Let me tell you something. I was a prosecutor. Let me tell you something, Sean. I've seen some stuff that would really, I would say curl your hair, but I think that would be rude. You know what I mean. The things that absolutely kept me up at night. The worst thing I ever saw were never pictures. They were the MEs, the medical examiner's reports of what they saw with children. Just this clinical description. I swear to God, I show somebody, I say, read this. There's no pictures. It's just in this very kind of a clinical, kind of a sterile medicalese. Dear God. Dear God, and people to their own children. You should see. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How was Bieber left unsupervised like that for those 48 hours?
I don't understand this. I don't know how you do it in your country, but in our country, if you leave your kid in a car and you run in to get something from a store, and some cop comes by, they can charge you or try to take your child taken from you for abuse, neglect, or abandonment because you left your kid in a car for 5 minutes. Somebody let him go there? Somebody let him. What do you think these people? And think about, remember, hurt people hurt people. Whatever happened, whatever, and again, Diddy is presumed innocent, but whenever somebody does something to a child, to a little boy, 9 out of 10 chances of times it happened to them. Because it's this weird, I don't know what the word is, because it's predatory. Understand something. Normal people use the term and think of sexual attraction in terms of sexual attraction, arousal, attraction, procreation. Hey, that's my girlfriend. I think you're cute. I think you're good. Just regular stuff. Normal, healthy sexual appetite between consenting adults that's fun and joyous and not painful and coercive and against their will, and not children. Because the idea of a children is to destroy the innocence, to destroy, to take something that's so pure and to defile it. I've always been fascinated by serial killers. Not that I like them, but I said, I don't understand. Why? You can go to prisons and they don't have serial killers. They've got the most psychopathic people you ever see, but they said, I have no interest in being a serial killer. None. Well, why would you want to be? And I've waited and I've looked and I've listened and nobody ever really explained it, except there was a guy named Bernard Giles who, in a fluke of nature, Piers Morgan, who I think is absolutely, he has the mentality of a speed bump, but in this particular case, he asked this serial killer, why did you do it? And this very nondescript person said, I'll never forget this, you can see it online, he said, Mr. Morgan, do you like to do something? Do you have something you enjoy? He said, what is the most excited you've ever been? He said, well, the first time he took the life, he said, he saw the atoms vibrate. It was a sense of excitement that was so verboten, so horrible, he couldn't put it into words. And it got it. When you are seeing children, and when you see people who target them, it is not under the classic, I didn't even want to call it sexual. It's violence. It's desecration. I can tell you an example, another one. There's a fellow named John Douglas. John Douglas is an FBI profiler. He was the inspiration for Scott Glenn in Silence of the Lambs. Good friend of mine. And one time, we were talking, and he said, years ago, I don't know if you have them in the UK, but it was when we had game rooms. You go to a mall or you go to some shopping center, there'd be a game room. These kids would be coins, whatever. I said, tell me what a somebody who abducts children, or he says, now to use that P word again, I don't want to watch the algorithm. He said, this is a groomer. You see, and a groomer wants you, he's a seducer. He wants the child to fall in love with him. He's patient. They know children's behavior like you can't believe. He said, let me give you an example. He walks into a game room and he looks and he says, that one. It's like a lion or a cougar on the Serengeti. He looks for the lame, the slow one, that one. And he looks and he sees somebody, a little boy, maybe overweight, by himself, looks lonely, doesn't have friends. So he walks over and he says, hey, listen, I got some change or coins for you. Here, why don't you play? Hey, you're pretty good. And he knows exactly what he does. And he's patient and he waits. They are, and once you get them, they cannot be fixed. They cannot be changed. They cannot be altered. They cannot be reprogrammed. They are permanently damaged. They must be removed from society permanently. And I'll let you and your country determine what's the best way to do this. I happen to be against the death penalty, not for reasons you would think, but I might make an exception for the horror, because what, and the number of kids, what kids go through and how they take this for the rest of their life. And they think, was it me? How do you expect somebody to snap out of this and one day have normal relations with a wife or a husband? Or, I mean, it's just when I hear the word children, something happens to me. The atoms vibrate for me, but in a wrong way, because I want to say, I'm going to show you a little something. I'm going to show you something, Mr. Whoever it is. I'm real good at this. You know, I mean, you may think you're good, but I'm medieval. And I'll show you stuff you've never even thought about. Because there are these people out there, these predators, and coming into our country from other land. And I don't want to get into cultural differences, but there are some places, Sean, that don't have any trepidation whatsoever about age, gender, physical incapacity. I think you know where I'm going with this.
All right, pause, Lionel. I'm going to show a clip and get your reaction to it, because Jamar has alleged that Diddy is involved in a form of black magic that involves desecrating the root chakra. And I'm going to play this for you now. So here we go.
Moisturizing. These niggas out here practicing sex magic, and they're trying to shatter people's chakras, shatter their lower chakra. Okay, that's what we're gonna call it. He likes to shatter people's chakras. I think men and women. And that's where the baby oil and the lubrication comes into play.
What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I it's interesting. I would, it's funny that people are making such a big deal about the baby lotion. His lawyer, I don't know what this fellow said, but his lawyer thought it'd be a good idea to make a joke. He says, well, you know, we have a place called Costco. Maybe it's a big warehouse supply. Well, you know, they may sell this on sale at Costco. It's like, what are you talking about? Lubricant? Look, we're not talking massage oil. We're also talking allegations of that being tainted or whatever. Have you ever heard of the allegation? Did you ever hear what Sammy Davis Jr. said years ago about Satanism and all this? And, you know, when you're involved in, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if you're involved in this Hollywood freak world, I'm trying to see if I can tell you this one story. You tend to want to show your friends and compatriots that you're even freakier. It's like super freak, like Rick James kind of. I'm not suggesting Rick James, but let me give you an example of something. I have had a friend of mine who said, you will never believe what goes on in the world. And he said he had one of the best seats in the house. He worked at a restaurant. And people believe that they go backstage, or not backstage, they go back in the restaurant, like in the kitchen, and they do all kinds of business, drug deals, and they think that they're invisible for some reason. He said, I don't know why it is, but it is. He said he saw some things that he didn't believe. He said the freakiest time, if you really had to know when to hunt for these, look for any time there is any kind of a big event, Oscars, Academy Awards, Grammys, BAFTA, whatever, forget BAFTA. Anytime you have celebrities flying into one place for one event all over the world, it's almost like they get their freak on and then they get ready. And this has been going on since the days of rock and roll in the 60s when people would look outside and the roadies would get the girls, and it's part and parcel. Trying to go so far back to the days of Charlie Chaplin and Fatty Arbuckle and Clara Bow, and it's always been associated one way or another with entertainment. I would venture to say that when you get into this demented kind of world, it's the same thing with the drug world, the same with anything else. Your sense of what's normal, you know, give an example. In the 80s, maybe, cocaine was a big deal. I was from Florida, and you know, Miami, cocaine was just like everywhere. There are people who used it with such a frequency, they thought everybody used it. And they would pull out, and I said, what are you doing? What's the matter? And they said, well, all my friends use it, and where I'm from, it's like they didn't know. No, this is a felony. We don't do that. Put that away. If you go to a party Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days, you need IVs, they like you for it. You're making your way up, making some money, getting girls, you don't want to be a party pooper. You don't want to say, hey, listen, I draw my line at vivisection. I'm sorry. No, you're going to get into it. You're going to be a part of this tsunami, so to speak. Human sacrifice. Look, we have had for the longest time, let's not get too deep here, but whenever the elite want to get together, they like a bunch of stuff. They like secret things, and they love symbology, semiotics, robes, colors, masks, signals, high signs, inclusion, tattoos, marks, rings, tribal markings, always denoting I'm one of the, this is primordials, atavistic. Some of the people, like you said, Caligula, by the way, that's very good because I use the same term. This is beyond medieval. All of this could very well be, and I would venture to say that they couldn't spell chakra, much less, they probably think Chakra Khan and Rufus. They have no idea what they're doing. I don't, and by the way, please be careful of one thing. You're going to see the biggest BS artists come out of the woodwork. Oh, I was there. Oh, really? One of the lawyer for the Diddy victims got a call from like 3,000 people. 3,000? How many of these part? No. It's like people who claim they were at Woodstock. So far, it's like 25 million people claim they were at Woodstock. It's impossible. So a lot of people are going to get into it. They're going to hope you got to kind of sift through the garbage. And there are a lot of people right now who are thinking, oh, my God. Oh, and before we forget, just like Donald Trump is to American politics and the facility of freedom and liberty, Cat Williams is a god in my book. His show with Shannon Sharpe, Club Shay Shay, opened up, presaged. He was vatic, pythonic, reading the entrails of the beast, auguring the future. He said it. Monique and all these others who for the longest time were pushed away from people like, and I have no reason to say this, Oprah, Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey, all of the royalty of Black entertainment. And you wonder, have you ever asked yourself, why is Oprah a billionaire? What the hell has she ever done to be a billionaire? What has she ever done? The shows from the 80s? What, are you kidding me? Taylor Swift? Maybe. Paul McCartney just barely is a billionaire. Oprah? See, these people, bring them in. Ask about her charities. Let's go. Just ask about people. How's Sean Penn and is that Tom Hanks? And I'm just throwing out names because they're always brought in. George Clooney. Oh, George Clooney. Who's George Clooney? He's always there. We had this party for Joe Biden, who's walking around, and that's a sound you hear a lot with Joe Biden. Walking around yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet? This guy doesn't know where he is. They had this party at this big fundraiser at Lincoln Center. Who did they be? Oprah, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Tom Hanks, the usual suspects. What is this? Who are these people? They're clinging on to a society, to a group. It's over. Everything is over. But they're there at the beck and call of what I call the shadow government, not the deep state, the shadow government, the people behind the scenes who make things happen. Let me throw one at you, my friend. I'm from Florida originally and from the Tampa area. They call it Tampa Bay. And it is looking at right now a hurricane. That used to, it went up to category five, cat five. They may have to call this one six. Now, let me ask you something. And I want all of your great and glorious and beauteous members to answer this question. Do you think there is the remotest possibility that weather has been weaponized? Do you know, is that possible? No, I don't have proof of it. Well, let's just talk about it. Can you imagine if I could control the weather? The weather. I don't need bombs. Keep your 2,000-pound bombs. Look up Project Cirrus. Storm Fury. Look at what people are saying about these places, like in North Carolina. What are these places? This was the Kings Mountain, many people are suggesting, was a lithium, one of the largest veins or sources of lithium, so they say. Don't forget, Afghanistan was the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Isn't that interesting? One time, there's a friend of mine who said one time, well, what do you think the chances of our invading Iraq would have been if their main export had been broccoli? all of this stuff throws at you. Operation Popeye, cloud seeding. Do you have geoengineering in England? Do you have those streaks across the skies? Do you have those tic-tac-toe octothorpes sprays and dimmings? And do you have that? Don't tell me we're the only one who has it.
Whatever America's got, we've got it here usually. We do have restrictions on some things.
No, you don't. The only restrictions you've got in the UK is being able to talk about it. That's the restrictions. I can't believe you people. Some of the when I saw people in the UK having the constable showing up because you posted something on Facebook, I thought, no.
I've had it, Lionel. I've had a police caution.
What the hell's a police caution?
So basically, I committed a crime of a guest came on, and that guest mentioned a name that was involved in one of those underage cases, and then I got prosecuted for publishing the information, and the guest also got prosecuted. They were coming after me because I was reporting on Jeffrey, basically, in the island. So I had to go into the police station with my lawyer, and the lawyer says, look, yeah, we've agreed to this. We've got to accept. Basically, the authorities now have put restrictions on my reporting of cases involving survivors. If a survivor comes on, the first thing they've got to say is, I waive my anonymity or I go to prison.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can only remember the expression, you only take flack when you're over the target. If I came on and I gave you a series of thoughts about Elvis being alive or whatever, you would say, well, okay. But if I say something that's right, if I say something about vaccinations or history or who, oh my God, that means something. And the thing about it is, this, Sean, is the chance for the government to teach you habituation, to teach you being conditioned. They'll take it. Put them up. Do something. Oh, they're not going to do this. Oh, they'll do it. Okay. And what happens is I create this thing called social media. Do you like this? Yes. Here's this device. Oh, I love this. Here. Do you remember in 2000? Well, right about 2000, when Alex Jones came along. Oh my God, it was the Wild West. It was great. You could talk about anything. This is the greatest thing in the world. And they said, do you like it? Yes. Do you like this? Yes. Good, good. Keep going. Good. Then one day they said, that's it. No more. No more. What do you mean no more? No more. We changed it. Okay. The only way you get to keep your device and taking pictures of your feet and your lunch and your kids and all this stupid stuff you do, this mindless drivel, is if you agree never to talk about this, and this. Okay. And that's it. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. Do you like it? Yeah, first one's free. It's like they're like a truth pusher. Come on. Incredible. Am I going too far? I just saw some kind of a warning there.
they're gonna zap us off the air as we speak. Right, Lionel, we've got like 15 minutes left to the hour.
Okay.
There's dozens of questions have come in. Did you want to extend it beyond that? Because I've got a show coming up where I can push it back a bit. Or do you want to finish at 9 and at the
to
hour?
To be here with you, push it back. I'll stay with you. I'm loving this.
Okay, let's keep going. All right. So the question was from a viewer pertaining to the UK Diageo PLC market cap, $77 billion, 50 plus billion pounds, almost 10% owned by BlackRock. Will Diageo be held to account for transferring Diddy $1 billion?
Not to be vague. I have no idea. That particular case, Diageo, I do not know. But the answer is, I will tell you this, just leave the prefatory out, throw in the word BlackRock, and no, I'll just answer the no problem. None. None. No problem. It'll just be like, eh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Listen to me. I got to tell you this story. You think you were, this is, because everybody, let me go back. When was your red pill moment? When did you say, oh, I got it. I got
9/11 insider trading, because I was in the stock market, the 9/11 insider trading.
Did you say 9/11? Well, let me tell you. I was here in New York on that Tuesday on 9/11. I was here. My wife was here. We were here. I was here through the whole thing. And I absolutely, it was like, what is this about? It was one thing to live here. And then I saw the news. Let me tell you my moment. I was on doing talk radio at the time. And somebody said, hey, you know, a flight 93. I said, flight 93? Wait a minute. Because I didn't know. It was brand new. I didn't know the names, where it was, nothing. Shanksville, let's roll, Todd Beamer. Again, I didn't know. I said, just a minute. So I look and they had that, you know, Google Images. And I'm looking and I said, what flight 93? What are you talking? What was that? Because I didn't know at the time. I knew about the towers and everything else. Didn't know about Building 7, none of that stuff. It just happened. So I get to this picture. I said, maybe this is it. I said, this can't be it. I said, why? I said, well, there's no plane. And I said, where's the plane? This and I'm innocent. And the person on the line said, what are you getting at? I said, what? What are you getting at? So what am I getting at? Am I getting at anything? I'm a former prosecutor. If you call me to your house and said, there's been a murder here. Yes, where is it, Sean? Oh, there's no body. Oh, yes. It's kind of a simple thing, you know. There's been an accident. Where's the car? Oh, yes, there's no automobile. I'm sorry. You kind of ask, where is it? And that's when I realized, oh my God. And I didn't understand what the notion of a conspiracy theory was. I'm a lawyer. By the way, conspiracy is from the Latin word conspirare, to breathe together. You and I are joined in a confederation, two or more people engaged in something. It doesn't mean crazy. It normally means something, you know, furtive, illegal, but you and I are, we are together in this thing, this event, okay? That's all it is. The law in my country, maybe the same for you, says, not only do we hate what you're doing, we hate you even getting together and talking about it. So we will charge you with the crime and the conspiracy. It's like growing up, I'm a retired Catholic, but I was told, if you think about it, you might as well do it. Well, that's good. Okay. Gotcha, Padre. So it was the idea that even thinking about it, that's what a conspiracy is. It's the confederation. It's the group. It's the unit. It's been used to mean, you know, crazy. Now, the people that I meet, I always have to say, whoa, 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 hey. And the 9/11 group, God bless them. But I said, I'm going to back off a little bit because these folks were out of their tree. It's just like UFOs. You ever go to a UFO convention? Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, they walk around and you think, okay. So I kind of get away from during the Rona, when everybody was walking around with the masks. I don't know if you have that, but we still have people driving around in cars in a mask. Still have it. Or people walking around with their mask under their chin. It's like, what the hell is that for? Yeah, because of Corona was right there. SARS-CoV-2. This is where I thought, oh my God. I backed off too. It's Bill Gates. How do you know it's Bill Gates? It's doing it. They go crazy. So Sean, I have no country. It's like, I have a little question, but I have no group to be a part of because these people are out of their minds. But I realize, oh, I can't answer that, huh? I see. Interesting. And the best part is when that feller that we talk about, remember him? Number five, if that ain't a homicide, there ain't no. Thyroid cartilage, hyoid bone fracture, petechial hemorrhaging, livor mortis. Come on! This is a textbook. What are you talking about? I mean, and what's happening is, do you ever have, they make you feel like you're crazy. Bill Barr, who was our attorney general, the big guy says, well, I don't think there's anything else. You don't see, you're the attorney general? What are you? What are you? Andy Taylor? Is this Mayberry? You don't, you don't have to be Quincy. I don't know if you, I'm doing a lot of American shows, but this is what I realized. They're crazy, Sean. They're crazy. They're telling you, they're gaslighting you. You're not doing that again, are you? What's the matter with you? Sean, don't you understand how many people it would have taken for this to pull off? Sean, don't you understand if they were to try to pull? I've got, yeah, oh, and also the greatest guy in the world for a while is Joe Rogan until the, when Joe said, I'm not so sure about landing on the moon. No, Joe, no, don't go there. Third rail. No, Joe, no. Because he thinks he's, that you can't talk like that, Joe. You're forgetting who you are. Don't you remember when you said that? No, don't go there. I don't care what you think about that. You don't say that. Not here, because you're crazy. And then somebody in Wikipedia will say, one day Sean Atwood said this, so he's crazy. And then they point to Wikipedia from then on to say, you're crazy. Why? Because Wikipedia said it. Yeah, but I told Wikipedia. Doesn't matter. See how this works? Or you're going to be fact-checked. We're going to fact-check you. Who are they going to fake? Check this fact. I got your fact-check right here. Check this. We fell for this. Except in medical science. Except in medical science. Today, they announced the physics Nobel Prize. You know why he won the physics award? You know why? Because he went against accepted science. Einstein told Newton, blow it out of your ass. That's why he's Einstein. He didn't accept. Sean, we live in a different world, a different parallel universe. You see, look, this is the world. We're over here. We don't belong here. We're aliens. We were hatched. And we don't understand. And one day we're waiting for somebody. When somebody says, hey, you know, so-and-so died. Did you ever think about dying? I said, yeah. Then I can go home to wherever I'm from. Because I don't belong here. Nothing I say makes any sense. Makes sense to me. I ask a question. I don't know. When I was in Catholic school, which really changed my life, they said, there's Noah's Ark. I said, Sister Mary Agony. Sister, yeah. Are all the animals on there? Yeah. Polar bears in the desert? What are you doing? I'm just polar bears. Hey, sister, yeah. It's Adam and Eve, yeah. Cain and Abel. Adam slays Cain. Cain slays Abel. So we got Adam and Eve. Where are the Koreans from? What are you asking me for? What am I asking me for? Because I'm thinking. Don't think. I don't understand. I mean, I can't. None of it makes any sense. If you ever ask, the more people accept. Don't get me on God. Don't get me on God. Don't get me on that one. I just said, okay. I learned a long time ago. Just to me, church is like court. You walk in, you wear a tie. How are you? We sit there. You don't have to buy it. Just don't say anything. Get out. These people are serious.
I'll get to your Diddy questions in a moment, folks. I've just got a question for Lionel about what he just said. He started out talking about...
I just have a question about what did you just say? I love that. You're the king of the understatement. Oh, Sean, you're so funny.
You said about conspiracies, two or more people getting together to discuss a crime, plan a crime. Hmm? Wasn't that George Bush and Tony Blair telling the world that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction? Wasn't that the biggest... conspiracy of all time?
Oh, not only that, it was a lie. It was no conspiracy is more of a is more how do I say the conspiracy is more highfalutin compared to that. That's just a lie. And you said, okay, I love this. How about Bojo? Oh, this is the best. Boris Johnson, with all due respect, all I can do is hey, look at Boris Johnson, look at this guy. What? Oh my God, what's this? Did I do this? Do I have my, let me turn my, what the hell? Turn my reactions off. What was that? I said, just now I said, that guy, Did you see that?
Oh, somebody screenshotted that.
My God. Here is the best one, too. I got to tell you this. One time we were watching something on TV, and they said, and it was a demolition of something. I forget what it was. It was it was like an old casino in Las Vegas. It kind of, you know, it was an implosion. I said, rocket fuel, jet fuel. They go, what? I said, let it go. I just, you know, it's like, we know. Do you ever watch the old story about when you go to heaven and God meets you, what do you want God to say? I want God to say, you were right. You were right. Everything you said, I gave you a brain and you were right. Remember what Gore Vidal said? He said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. If you don't think this, listen, we're still asking about Kennedy's assassination here. Like, we're still questioning it. We're still questioning. Oh, it was from the back. What? I was 5 years old. That changed my life. I'm still trying to say, are you kidding me? There's a bullet in the windshield. Well, you know, look, what are you going to do? It just, you know, he was the president. I know. But nobody, I know. That's when you realized this. Sean, we live in a world, like I said, we don't. Maybe some of the parallel universe is watching us now and they're saying, I want to know these two people. I want to know these people. They ask questions. They're just, they mean no harm. That's all.
All right. Over to the Diddy questions.
What about Diddy?
Right. This is from Miss Music. Why last week Busby stated the names implicated in the case will become public? Well, why are these so-called celebrities now able to pay victims off?
Okay, you're asking a good question. He said, he made this statement, well, we've sent out demand letters and some of the people have paid off. And okay. Well, a couple of things here. First and foremost, if you are involved in an accident or something where there is because we have, of course, civil and criminal. Criminal courts, we want to put you in jail, in prison. Civil money, we just want you to pay off and make me whole again. So if I were to decide to, if you and I get into a fender bender and we hit autos and I get on and say, okay, Sean, listen, give me $100, we'll call the holding up, I sign a release and we're done. Happens all the time. I can send a demand letter. That doesn't mean, however, you're not going to be charged with reckless driving or something else. And you can't say to the constable or to the court or the high count of exchequer of Mount, whatever. You can't say, wait a minute, I paid him. And he said, well, great. This is a crime. No, you don't understand. I settled with him. That's great. We're bringing this against you. So if anybody is thinking about settling, if whatever, with this man, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be charged criminally later on. And as a plaintiff's lawyer, the one bringing the lawsuit, I'm going to wait until the federal government and the state does all my investigation for me. Why in the name of God do I want to do all this work? Let you do it. I'm going to wait. We're not going to settle right now. But here's the best thing, Sean. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have any. They're going to take they're going to take his dreams. They're going to take his sweat. They're going to take his shoes. He's done. He's finished. There is a provision in the state of Florida called homestead exemption, where property that you own as your homestead is exempt from forced sale. Okay, terrific. But as we say in the South, Sean, hey Diddy, don't buy the green bananas. You know what I mean? Because if Diddy, and I'm just saying, if Diddy were to not be anymore, it's moot. It just kind of loses its appeal. And then you can say whatever you want. It's like, well, you know, he's not here to defend himself. And, well, we sure like to pursue this claim. But, you know, the poor thing, well, he's not here anymore. But if now let me ask you something. I've just hired you because Diddy just hired us to be their defense lawyer. What would you say?
You've hired me to be his defense lawyer, did you say?
To join me, you and me together. What's our defense? We got to help this guy. What do we do?
Oh, you put me on the spot there.
Oh, no, no. What do we do? First of all, this as a defense lawyer, this is the best because it's a dog. It's if we lose, it's like, well, no kidding, you lost. It's
go
Diddy.
To trial. We go to trial for maximum billable hours.
You've been through this before. You know what you're talking about. No, I was going to sit here and say, okay, what's your story now? Let me see. You are, thank you very much. Your name is Mr. Atwood. Just a second. You are plaintiff number 232. What's your story? Okay. Are you in the lubes? No, you're not. Okay. You're not in the lube story. Are you in the freak off? Okay. You're in the freak off party. Did you do the IV? Okay. You're in the IV. Okay. Thank you. And who are you? Mrs. Sounder. Okay. Are you in the loop? And pretty soon you want the jury to think, what is this? What is this? Like master and Mr. Atwood, let's assume you're the victim. God forbid. And again, for purposes of the UK, we're not mentioning any names. This is totally hypothetical. Please do not confuse what we are doing with any violation of laws, actual or imagined. Okay? So, Mr. Atwood, let me ask you something. Did you call the police when you were thrown into the white van and dragged to the Diddy party? What? You were forced to the party, right? No. How many times did you go? 3, 4, 10 times? Yeah. Were you abused for each of those times? Yes. With the lubricant and the IVs. How many times did you go? Yeah. And you go back? Yeah. Do you have a standing invitation? So let me get this straight. You're a victim and you went back how many times? I see. Don't you hear where it's like it's... And you kind of want the jury to say, like, this is really getting on my nerves. Like, I don't like this, Shauna, but these people. And what's your name? And again, I'm trying to be kind, but we're not talking about a bunch of Shakespearean scholars, okay? So you're going to be having a lot of people saying, what? You did what? And the poor court reporter, tell you a true story. One time, I was prosecuting a case. And I had a fellow, it was a bench trial, no jury, just we're kind of like going through this. And I had the fellow, I said, state your name for the record. He said, Gerald Sowell. I said, all right, Mr. Sowell, just 1 second. I walked over to the person. I said, what the hell is this guy's name? I don't know, because I didn't know. I said, okay, Mr. Sowell, in your own words, tell us what happened. And he said, and I quote, I was walking straight down the street and the dude came up and knocked my style. So I scat on back to my mama's crib because nine and nine rolling in the hole, even on the Buddha Peter B. I said, thank you very much. You're a witness. And I turned to the defense attorney. I didn't know what the hell this guy said. And the defense attorney said, what? This was his cross-examination. You what? Okay. This was the trial. I don't know what the hell the guy said. I didn't know how to say it. What are you speaking? What are you saying? Now, taking that and extrapolating it, sometimes in courtrooms, when people are going to try, it's very rare to have an interpreter to interpret English. So what I'm trying to say as politely as I possibly can, some of these folks are not the most eloquent. So they have to, again, convey. And there's something, Sean, as you know, called jury appeal, where the jury has to at least kind of like them a little bit, you know, just like them. And I don't think a lot of these folks are very likable. Call me wacky. I just don't think they're very likable.
So you
did I violate some law of England? Did I break Her Majesty's law, perhaps, by that? Peroration, if you will, circumlocution.
So are you betting that he's going to go to trial, not take a plea?
Oh, well, no. What I'm betting, I don't know if you do it. I'm betting there's no need for a trial, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
Epstein'd. And then the big names are protected.
The big names will be protected.
Will that shut it down? The big names will be protected?
Well, try going to trial without the main guy. It's a little tough. You see, Sean, there's an expression from the black arts of poisoning years ago. It's called noose on a bun. And when you're in a situation like this, you're in there one day and I can say, you can have a taster and you can do all this stuff and it's fine. And then one day it's like through binary concoctions. One day you always are, and then there's nothing in tox screens, nothing, a potassium level may be elevated, but there's no, it's been done forever. You see, what they need to do is, do you ever see The Godfather, Godfather 2, Frankie Five Angels? Anyway, he's at this Air Force, he's at this special witness protection place. They need to take Diddy to like an Air Force base or some military installation that really isn't even a prison. And they need to have these special lights and detectors that can tell any kind of a detection or change in skin pallor or temperature. You know what I mean? And he has to wear paper clothes, paper that tears away. And that's what he's going to have to do. And they got to watch him every step of the way. And everything he eats, everything he touches, they got to keep an eye on him. Okay?
Which leads to the next viewer question, which is from Queenie. Does Diddy feel his life is in danger? And has he asked for extra security with 24/7 cameras watching him for his protection?
Well, he has 24/7, theoretically. Remember, he was on this particular type of watch. Honey, could you, I hate to do this. I am flush out. Pardon me, my beloved wife, I'm out of coffee. And when I don't have coffee, it's not pretty. by the way, I don't normally order her around, but me getting up and leaving in the middle of, I'm sorry, darling. Sorry. In any event, there was a time when he was on self-harm watch and then he was taken off that. I remember last time this individual we were talking about, he was watched. This was probably the most important person ever in the history of, and you had two Keystone Cops bumbling guards who fell asleep and the camera was off. Did you ever see the story of the person he was with in the cell? Did you ever see that story? Remember that bruiser? Remember when he
corresponded with him?
Huh?
I've corresponded with Nicholas.
T, his last name beginning of T? You've corresponded? How's he doing?
I've sent him my book, Who Killed Epstein?
Well, he was in a heap of trouble at one point. I guess now he's,
He got off the death penalty. He didn't get the death penalty.
Isn't that something? Hey.
Quid pro quo.
I didn't say that. And he had a pretty good case, if I recall correctly. He was a retired or an ex-police officer, and he's in this cell. And I'm just, you see, here is the thing, too. Because you've got me, because I'm thinking about you, Sean. I don't give a damn about me. I'm worried about you, so I don't want to say anything. But see, here's the deal. I want you to remember something. The more obvious it looks, the easier it is to get away with it. Have you ever walked into a store and all of a sudden, like, you pick something up and you, like, walk out with it and you say, oh, my God, I didn't pay for this because you look so cool. You weren't doing this. You just walked out. If you're going to commit a crime, let's say you're going to go next door, bother a neighbor, rough somebody up. Do me a favor. I want you to dress up like a big bunny rabbit. I want you to have a felt or a cloth carrot with batteries or lead weights, big floppy ears, knock on the door, and you say, oh, Sean, beat the hell out of him. Go home. Take it off, get rid of it. The police come, the constables, and they say, were you next door? I was not. What did the man look like? Well, he had on a bunny wrap. Mm-hmm. What else? And a big carrot filled with, uh-huh. Okay. You're going to believe him? No. But that's what happened. So sometimes, thank you, dear. So when people do things that are so obvious, like you put this guy in a cell with him. Yeah. But nah, what? It's too obvious. That's the point. Good. This is the guy also who I remember this was the biggest name. So the more preposterous it seems, the more people will agree with it. It's the weirdest thing in the world. The more obvious it is, we lose all of our sense of incredulity. I mean, let me explain something to you. Years ago, there was a, and you can look this up, there was a document that was put out by the CIA. And it was put out right after the Kennedy, I think it was 1967, when nobody believed the Warren Commission. Nobody. And don't forget, the Zapruder film never made it until like 1975. It was on the Geraldo Rivera show. Nobody saw the Zapruder film. But they weren't believing the Warren Commission, even just. So there was a purported, but it seems to be a memorandum that went out. And it said, here's the way, and it weaponized the term conspiracy theory. It was the foundation of this as a pejorative. And what it said was, one of the things you do is you always tell some people, you have to make it sound like you needed a lot of people behind this to pull it off. Do you know how many people it would take? If this Joe Rogan's right about, you know, not landing on the moon, do you know how many people you'd have covering up to pull something off like that? It's impossible. Really? And that's what you make. You make it sound like this is the most, even though it's compartmentalization. And during Project Enigma, Bletchley Park, you know how many people knew about that? 3, 4? Some of these older women never, they took it to their grave. There were 120 or so thousand people. 100,000 people who were involved in the actual Los Alamos and the Manhattan Project. But they didn't know what they were doing. They were compartmentalized. So they always, people have this idea that to pull something off, you need, and remember what I said, the more far-fetched it seems, the easier it is for people to believe it, because there's no way they wouldn't put this guy in a cell with this. That's the first place I look.
All right, we've got almost 4,000 watching. Support Lionel. His channel link 4, is in the description. His Twitter is there. We've got 20 minutes left until the next show. Get your final questions in. The next question is from Andy, who wants to know if you think J-Lo is in trouble, and in particular, the 1999 club shooting where she supposedly smuggled the gun in for.
Well, I think that's going to be brought up again. I think that's not exactly very timely. I think she's okay. She's going to say, look, you know, it's a long time ago. I think the problem she's going to worry about is this Ben Affleck character, whatever, and her disastrous career. Do you ever wonder, when do these people say, all right, that's enough. That's enough. It's over. It's time for me to go. To leave. No, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Only because it was too long ago. And it's top of mind awareness. Nobody's, you know. Let me explain something to you. Let me give an example of something. And Sean, maybe you figure this out.
I've frozen, but keep talking. I've got to change my battery.
I like that. I like that look. Let me just look at his face. By the way, see this man? This is a man totally unaffected. He takes on this ability to freeze. Whenever he's overly excited, he freezes. You know what the scapegoat was? Then he goes black. He disappears. He's Lamont Cranston. It's most incredible. He freezes, and next thing you know, he's gone. Like he was never here. He just disappears. It's called dis-evanescence. It's most like shape-shifting. You know what the scapegoat was? Remember the story about the scapegoat? This goat, there's a particular type of goat. And whenever it's afraid, it freezes, and the wolf would come, and it would go like that, and it wasn't worth very much, and the wolf would go after that goat, and the other goats would get away. That was the escape, or the escape goat. That's you just now. Let me go back to something. There's something called the Black Sox Doctrine. Let me explain this to you. We had a guy one time here in New York in the Upper East Side. He was a dentist. And the story was, is that when he would put people, women under sedation, they would wake up and he'd be standing there nude doing things, but he had a pair of black socks on. And whenever the story came out, I was on the air reading this and people would say, black socks. And I said, did you hear what he did? Elliot Spitzer, who was the governor of New York, had involvement with these alleged prostitutes. One of them said he frequented her and wore black knee socks. And people said, black socks. I said, there we go again. What's with this black socks? Sometimes people will react to something. And finally, here in our country, we have a contest in which I pray to God that President Trump, yay, it wins, because if he doesn't, I don't know what I'm going to do. There was a story recently of Springfield, Ohio, overrun by Haitians, and people were going before the city fathers or county fathers to say, now, I know this may sound weird to you, but there's a bunch of damn Haitians that are eating my cats and dogs, and you're going after geese, and they're eating pets. And I'm tired of this, and they can't drive, and they're running into people, and they're eating my damn pets and my cats. And you got to stop this crap right now. Next one gets up. That's true what that guy said. These Haitians went after them. They got them dogs, and they was eating them like you would eat, you know, like celery. And there's blood in there. And I swear to God, my little Fifi, you've got a picture of her right here. She was 12 years old, Pekingese. And they can't drive. They're crazy. They're crazy, and they're into voodoo. And they're, okay, this was a story, okay? You got that? It was the best story ever. Now, I believed every word of them. I don't think they met before and said, now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take on the affect of a bucolic man, crazed of it. We're going to make up some story about Haitians. It's not true. I believed every word they said. They got whole pictures of dogs and cats. Help me. Have you seen Fido? Anyway, so when Trump was debating que mala, as we say on my Spanish friends, que mala, as he was debating her, he says, and they're eating cats and dogs. They went berserk. What are you talking about? Forget the fact that the world is collapsing. People in the United States are unable to live, but they're worried about this. So I say, keep it up. Keep it up. Go to Springfield. Find out what people, why, what their black socks thing is. What is it? Get these people. You know, you want to have me on your show one time. I have a black mask, and I'll pretend to be one of these people. That's right, Mr. Atwood. It's a damnest thing. This old Haitian guy came up and took my cat and killed it right there and did a voodoo thing on it. And you would be, I can see the constable saying, what is this? Is this for real? I thought we taught him a lesson. Now we have to imposters pretending to be Haitian. Creole Irophiles cannibalizing pet. Dear God.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
I want to make you sick. I want you to puke. I want to know. Look at this. Throwing them back. That ain't going to help. You need something stronger, buddy.
Next question is.
I got to ask one question of your illustrious audience. When you saw at G7, when you saw Giorgia Meloni, when you saw Biden walking around, what did you think? Did you look at, you could say whatever you want. Hey, listen, Bojo, got to watch that light there. He may be a nut. He may be this, whoever. You know who I love is, oh, what is his name? Boggs, oh God. He talks like this. He's from Eaton and he, oh God. Boggs, Hogs. He has the hyphenated name. You know who I'm talking about. The,
Reese. Oh.
Yes. Yes. Reese. I never can remember his name. I want to hear him do like filthy jokes. Two harlots walk into a lavatory. and they're embracing a dead alligator. Anyway, when you, no matter how bad you are, I've never seen anybody who walks around like, oh my God, what did you think? And he's still president. What did the world think? Did you think like, are they kidding? And the way they said, sharp as a tack. Fantastic. Never seen him better. Oh my God. My friend said, would you let him drive you home from the airport? No. You see, Sean, they're doing this just to us. They're making us say, are you seeing this? Is this me? Yes, Sean, this is just to fool you. We're kidding. He really isn't like that. Because I feel the world is pulling this con on me. We have this Kamala. Have you heard her speak? It's called logorrhea, logolalia, emotion. Yeah, Jacob Rees-Mogg. I love him. I love his. Oh, my favorite. And also, anybody from Newcastle, my people, love them. That I've got to, people say, you want to go to London? No. Newcastle. Those are my folks. In any event, we have a woman who the other day they asked her a question, anything. And she can't answer the question. And you may think, well, I'm kind of exaggerating. I mean anything. For example, if you said, Sean, what is your position on the excise tax? I'm from the middle class. And I believe if we can work together to identify, and it goes on and on and on. And there are people that I know who honestly think that she's terrific. And I'm thinking, I don't understand this. Look, you may not, if you don't like Donald Trump, I understand it. I get it. But normally when you go, for example, to if your child is sick or you're getting a tooth filled or something, you would leave if your dentist came in and said, teeth are, that's it. Thank you. I'm out the door. She wants to be president. So whatever you're going through, even though you're arrested for speaking, remember, it could be worse. You could be here right now because I am scared. I mean, I cannot imagine if she were to be selected. Notice I didn't say when, but selected. I don't know what I'll do.
And that weird catchphrase she's got about everything that's been and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, basically, they rub it in our faces that these people, these presidents and vice presidents have no power at all.
None.
You know that now. We've made it clear to you. And we don't care that you know.
Right. We don't want you. We don't care one way or another. I swear to you, I will tell you, at least in this particular country, and the people that I deal with, there's three subjects you don't bring up because people I know don't care about them. Israel, Ukraine, and AI. Artificial intelligence is going to be the end of civilization as we know it. Nobody understands. They think it's a robot. They think it's like a Roomba or something. They think it's like, well, this is automation. No. This is going to be the end of civilization, and there's nobody to talk to because when it came time for kids to learn how to critically think in school, they weren't there. As far as the rest of the world goes, as trying to explain to somebody things like New World Order, the military-industrial complex, NATO. Think about this. NATO. There's no Soviet Union anymore. What the hell's NATO for? You know?
Kamala likes to say, we can see what is possible, unburdened by what has been.
Yeah. Yes. I like what you said. And therefore, when somebody brings up, you know, that we have in this country, every now and then somebody will talk about reparations. We're supposed to pay black people because they were slaves or something. I don't even know. So they're actually talking about reparations. Seriously. Listen, if somebody wants to pay me $1 million, I'll take it too. I have no problem with that. So what I tell people who say, what do you think about reparations? I think we should be unburdened by the past, namely slavery. I don't think we should forever have any responsibility, but let's be unburdened. Whoa, wait. No. You want to be unburdened. I want to be unburdened by any kind of financial responsibility that I have to compensate you for whatever the hell you thought you, because you, I know, were a slave in some prior life. They actually say this. We've got another one too. We have a guy named Tim Walz. He is the vice president. Now listen to this. There's a guy who says, well, I was in Tiananmen Square. No, you weren't. Okay, I wasn't. Did you lie? No. I'm a knucklehead. You're a what? I'm a knucklehead. He says, my wife had IVF. And if it wasn't for IVF, we wouldn't have our children. In vitro fertilization, we wouldn't have our children. Tim, you didn't have IVF. What? No, it's intrauterine. Okay, I'm a knucklehead. So you lied about that? Yes. He said, I retired as a command sergeant major. This is the highest enlisted rank in all of, well, it turns out he was a master sergeant, which is good, but not command sergeant. He lied. No, I was a knucklehead. No, you lied. Well, sometimes my grammar. No. This isn't a grammar thing. You lied. He claims to have brought his high school to the state football championship as the head coach. He was a little assistant. He wasn't. I'm a knucklehead. So I love this. I'm a knucklehead. She says, I'm from a middle class. So whenever you lie and nobody says, wait a minute, you're not going to get away with this. They went after Trump for charges, Sean. I can't even explain to you. I don't even know what they are. I'm a lawyer. You get convicted of 34 counts. I don't even know what the hell they are. I can't explain it. He basically, January the 6th, don't get me wrong. People think, well, he was there to destroy democracy. Did you see the people at January 6th? Did you see him, some guy with a pot belly and an eye patch, wearing camouflage and a Gadsden flag and a live free or die? Or those guys are going to take over the 82nd Airborne, the 1st Marine Division? Those guys? No, I don't think so.
Can you do his accent?
Oh, who's?
The guy with the eye patch.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Yeah, buddy. Let me tell you something. You better understand one damn thing. This is the classic one. Let me tell you something. We kicked your butt at George III. We told you it was 1770. Did you ever see Alex Jones with Pierce Morgan? Let me tell you something. We're going to carry the damn guns around here. And I tell you one, buddy. You don't have sense to pour piss out of a boot or a window to throw it out of. Harder than times is funny last. Let me tell you something. I'm going to slap that damn limey smack over you. You know it. We took care of you people. We took care of you. You'd be speaking German if it wasn't for us.
On this note, Lionel, we're going to have to end because we've got a show coming at 5:30.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm going to drink some water. I'll ground myself. My chakras are intact. I will. What was I saying? Yeah, I've got a show coming at 5:30.
This is going to be the worst show because you're going to be just meant to like, whatever. Okay.
Tell the viewers why they should subscribe to you and come to your channel. What can they get over there?
You better go to Lionel Nation on YouTube. I swear to God, I'm going to come to your house with a bunch of Haitians and I'm going to eat your cats. I'm going to get your pets and your dogs and I'm going to drive like mad. Lionel Nation or X Twitter at Lionel Media. And one more thing too. If you are very serious, this is serious now. If you're interested in preventing in what's going on with children, my wife's YouTube channel, Lynn's Warriors, please. We work in tandem because we are going to get to the bottom of this. Sean, let me tell you something. I've known a lot of people and you're one of them. And let me also tell you something.
Hold on. I'm gonna see if baby Ziggy's available to say goodnight to you. Keep going.
Oh, good. Well, there's nobody there. Well, anyway, listen, while he's gone, it was a pleasure meeting you. I would love to come to your fair part of the world one day. I've always Remember, we may not speak the same language. We may, who was it, be separated by the common language. But my heart is with you. Oh, look at this. What
He's
happened?
Asleep. He's asleep.
Oh, yeah, that, because, there's no yeah, Ziggy. Yeah. You're just.
Next time.
No, but listen, take care of that baby. Make sure you watch him like a hawk. Because let me tell you something, all the sick bastards out there. Sean, as I was saying, when they read the names of the greatest platform and YouTube stars of all time, you're going to be out there listening. And I mean that sincerely. I'd rather be with you and your audience than the finest people in the world. And if you play this back later, you'll understand precisely what I said was not a compliment. Always say, the next time, everybody listening, this is from the movie Roxanne. If you're at a party or something, say, Sean, make a toast. You go, I'd rather be with you people than the finest people in the world. You go, yeah. Nobody listens. Because remember, Sean, them cats and dogs, Springfield, Ohio. You may laugh now. You don't give a diddle.
Voodoo.
There's a lot of Voodoo. People out there who cares a lot about that. That ain't funny. All right, buddy. 70
right, brother.
Your troubles be small, and if you walk them 10 feet tall. Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to close this. And I'll see you next time, Lionel. Take care, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank Take you. Care. Thank you.
I can't even speak. I'm going to choke. What I'm about to say is, please subscribe to Lionel. It will incentivize him to come back. All his links are in the description box if you are watching the YouTube version. I'm just going to let you guys know before the next show comes on what we've got coming up this week. So we had Busby on last night. If you missed that, check it out. There's a lot of interest in it. The attorney for the 120 civil suits so far. We have got tomorrow Nick Bryant coming on at 9:30 UK. He was the guy who released the Epstein's Little Black Book. He's done a lot on the Franklin scandal. He's going to be talking about parallels with all three cases with Diddy. Thursday night, we've got Charlie Robinson coming on. It's called From Diddy to Dick Cheney, Cults of Evil. And then we have got Potash coming on the 13th. Friday night, we have got a London Diddy researcher who knows all about the UK connections for Diddy, and he's going to name names. And then on Saturday night, I think we've got Professor Hamamoto, who is an expert on intelligence, CIA operations, academia, MK Ultra, that kind of thing. And he's going to be putting it in the context of Diddy. And yes, Jaguar Wright. If you've got questions for Jaguar Wright, get them ready, folks. I'm not going to say any more. Much love. That was a